Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Everyone's favorite lovebirds, William and Kate, continue to be just wonderful and adorable, as recapped by The Mirror. Saucy Prince William's joke that his wife, Kate Middleton, likes a bit of spice, while it often leaves him sweating. The future king's confession came when they joined a group of Sikh women preparing food for vulnerable families across Edinburgh and tried making chapatis. The Duke and Duchess tossed the dough from hand to hand under the watchful eye of the group from Sikh Sanjong, and William said, "I love curry, not too spicy." When Kate was asked if she made curry at home, she replied, "Yes, I love it." The Duke acknowledged her Indian dishes were very good, but had one reservation. "She likes a bit of spice," he laughed before adding, "I'm not too good with spice." The couple spent a romantic night in St. Andrews, but they appeared to have forgotten how brisk it can be. Kate said, "I opened the window last night and it was so cold." When daylight came, the royal lovebirds went land yachting. They raced each other on land yachts at West Sands Beach at St. Andrews, where they first met 20 years ago. This was quite the photo op, with lots and lots of photos of Kate looking wonderful on her land yacht. They raced head to head and William won. Rebecca English of the Daily Mail tweeted a picture of the race with the caption, "Wahoo!" William screamed as he pulled away from Kate, who at one point made up ground. "I'm catching you," she shouted, laughing. Which is exactly the sort of courage Harry and Meghan would have gotten had they gone land yachting. Simon Perry of People shared that Kate got stuck a few times toward the end as she turned into the wind. Robert Jobson thinks the fallout from the BBC's Martin Bashir interview with Princess Diana could bring the brothers back together. The royal commentator told the AirPod, "Their indignation at the BBC may bring them all together, because frankly, the feuding, blaming, finger-pointing has to stop at some stage. I'd hope that any sons, whoever they are, royal or not, could have decency to come together to pay tribute to their mother, who they lost at a very early age, and pay their respects thoughtfully and with honour. I think to continue this feuding is both pointless and upsetting for everybody. I don't think it's doing our royal family any good and its brand abroad, and at some stage they have got to sit down and talk. So why not sit down and talk after the unveiling of statue of someone who did so much good for so many people around the world?" William is trying to keep some of that good going. People reports while on the Scotland tour, Will spent some time at a project in Edinburgh centred on homelessness. Something that's been at the heart of his public work since 2005, when he became patron of Centrepoint, just like his late mother, Princess Diana. William headed to a social enterprise called the Grass Market Community Project, which helps people overcome social exclusion and tackles social injustice, poverty, and inequality in the city. William visited the centre's workshop, which makes furniture from recycled church pews, as well as other responsibly resourced wood. There he learned about how the project helps create employment opportunities and apprenticeships for community members. One thing the Scotland trip revealed is that Kate may need to keep an eye on her husband. The tour took the couple to the Queen's Bay Lodge care home in Edinburgh, where William enjoyed ice cream and some flirty banter with some of the residents. William sat down with 96-year-old Betty McGee and her granddaughter Kimberly Anderson. McGee was anything but shy with the royal dad of three. "It's customary in these parts to give a lady a kiss on the cheek," she told Prince William. William replies, "Oh, you are sweet, you'll make me blush. When the rules relax more, I will come back and give you a kiss on the cheek, Betty." As their conversation continued, Prince William was jokingly told by a staffer, "Could you stop flirting with my residence?" "Sorry," William said with a laugh, "I'm trying not to. I'm not sure who's flirting more." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.